Good morning. We're so glad to have you with us for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor here at Brookside. And it's a joy to have Dr. Les Olala and his wife Charlene with us here in the studio this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. We are delighted to be here.
Of course, Doc O was a keynote speaker for our missions conference this last fall. And as we're focusing our attention on missions and the leadership of young men and women who are called to missions and trained for missions, I was thinking of a verse in Exodus chapter 18 where Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came to him and said, "Moses, you're going to burn out." Now, that's not really the term he used, but that's basically what it said. He said, "These things are too heavy for you. You're not able to perform it thyself alone." And then he says, "Teach these folks the ordinances, the laws. Show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons." We're talking about leadership there. We're talking about kind of spreading the responsibility. And that, in essence, is what you folks have been involved in for 7,000 years, right?
Just about.
It seems like that.
We are right on the verge of 7,000.
Oh, man. Well, tell us how the Lord first put that burden in your heart years ago.
Well, I think I probably should go back to the time of how Charlene and I met. I met her the day I took the hands off my life for God to do whatever He would want to do.
Right.
And as some of you know my testimony, I had a bad lisp and tongue-tied, was working in the logging, tree-topping business. But I lived in fear of any public speaking of any type. So I always felt that I was going to be a hands-on person.
Mm-hmm.
But I did feel a very strong response to the Spirit of God working that morning. Well, that was the day I met Charlene,
wow,
who happened, in quotes, to be coming through to visit Pastor.
Surprise!
Yeah, one of the surprises we heard about.
Yeah.
And so God put our hearts together, but God used her to encourage me to a God focus.
Okay.
Instead of a fear focus.
Right, right.
Because my operation was a fear by my own inability.
Right.
Well, we went through college and we pastored briefly and then went to be an associate. And in that ministry, we spent much of our time building leaders in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Those who were calling, we did a lot of mentoring, a lot of teen mentoring.
Okay.
And I felt that God had really put a special burden on my mm-hmm. heart to lift the hands of those who were in the trench,
right,
even though we were young at that time.
Yeah.
And then after we did the years of local church, God led us to go on the road in revival ministries,
okay,
and we traveled with Life Action Ministries
mm-hmm.
for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I started with Del Fazenfeld.
Mm-hmm.
We started meeting with church staffs because I felt when the semis are gone and the Orchard of Mikes are gone,
sure,
and the pastor's left with the people he had before we got there and the
mm-hmm.
excitement is gone,
right,
what's left?
Mm-hmm.
As the passage you read about Moses and Jethro, the picking of men,
mm-hmm,
the picking
mm-hmm.
of leaders, number one, spiritual qualifications,
right,
that they were wise, discerning,
mm-hmm.
God-led, and then assigned according to gifting,
yes,
that they
yeah.
had. And so we focused first on the inner man, building the inner man,
mm-hmm.
then on the function that that person does. If we go to function and you have an empty inner man, all you have is hollow noisemakers,
right,
without the spirit of fruit that is coming out of the life of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so then from there, we went back to Michigan and we started a ministry called Leadership Ministries.
Mm-hmm. That was what year?
That would have been 81. 81, because we came off the road in 80.
Okay.
And then Vernon Brewer and I started Light Ministries,
right,
on the West Coast, which was, again, focused on small church revivals,
okay,
and building the leaders in that aspect.
Now, this was different in those days. I mean, when an evangelist came in, basically just preached the messages, maybe make a few visits that the pastor wanted, and then that was about it. But as far as pouring your life into the pastors, pastoral staff, that kind of, that was totally different, wasn't it?
Right. It had not been done to my knowledge.
Right.
But that happened to be my particular. Of course, mm-hmm. we did preaching.
Sure.
But the daytime, we would go from noon pastor's lunch, sometimes right up till evening service
time. Okay, okay.
Because if you don't have foundational philosophy, you end up with pragmatism.
Yes, yeah.
And God is left out looking in.
What's working today according to everybody's books. That's basically what you have.
Right. And Charlene could testify, wouldn't you, honey, that even in our early ministry, I talked to her, why don't you share a little bit about what you saw, how God was working in me?
Well, I always, from the beginning, I felt like Les had discernment and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor we first worked under after we left college,
right.
Bob Rhodes at Calvary in Roseville, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
had told me, we were just talking together, and mm-hmm. he said, Les has wisdom and discernment way beyond his years, and I know God's going to use him.
Wow.
And of course, at that time, we did not know how that was going to look.
Right.
And it was years later that we even saw God moving in that direction.
Right.
But his burden was always for leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And he always made decisions based on the long term.
Uh-huh.
He never uh-huh. looked at things in the present. He always looked at what God can do with
right.
someone down the road, which I think is something that an exhorter
yeah.
will
yeah.
look at.
Right.
Because
right.
he sees the potential of
yeah.
the people that he's with. And
right.
not what they are now, but what they can be.
Right.
And so he has that burden to help people to get to where they should be.
Right.
And that's the thing about leadership that I always saw in him from
mm-hmm.
the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So God has used that in him
right.
in every area down through the years.
Regardless of what type of ministry you guys are in. Now, Charlene, did you see any opportunities when he was working with the pastors, maybe to mentor the pastors' wives during that time, or were you pretty consumed with the kids?
Well, we were involved with the kids, basically,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and our activities were with them. But he was also visitation pastor, bus minister. So our time was split between those three, but his burden was for building the leadership in those kids.
Sure.
And today, we have many of those kids that are out in ministry.
Oh, that's great.
Because I think of the foundation that he gave them then.
Right.
But I think what he was asking on the road, did you get a chance to minister to pastors' wives?
No, at that time, we were mothers.
That's what I was assuming.
And when we...
And that's your first calling.
Right. When
right.
we arrived at a church, we didn't ask, where's all the places we want to see, all the activities. We asked, where is the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
Where is the laundry?
Right.
And that sort of thing.
And dumping station.
Right,
and the dumping
exactly. With an Airstream, you got to have one of those.
Yeah. So we were pretty much consumed with small children
sure.
at that stage.
Right.
So
right.
we didn't really have the chance.
Mm-hmm.
We met them, and we would go to lunch with them,
right, right,
and that way we had one-on-one with them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but we never really had the chance, like, to do studies or anything like that with the ladies.
Right, right, because if you had to take care of the kids, Daco, you wouldn't have time for these pastors either.
There would be trouble. There'd be nothing left of the Airstream.
So as the Lord burdened your heart then with the light ministry with Vernon Brewer, how long did that
That was
continue?
2 years,
okay.
basically, that we worked in that, and there was a church that looked like we were going to take the pastorate there in Redding, California, but
okay.
it was evident how God directed us to
mm-hmm.
Northland.
Mm-hmm.
They were the decisions we had to make at that time. But then to go to Northland and meant, again, that was straight preparation to send people
oh,
to the
totally.
Harvest
yeah.
field.
Oh, totally, yeah. And that was what year?
We signed the contract in November 83.
83, okay. And about what size school was Northland at the time?
As I recall, it seemed like the semester we went there were about 87 students, I
mm-hmm,
think.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 80 to 100
yeah,
category,
yeah.
but 87 for some reason would stand out in my mind.
Okay, okay. That would enable you to kind of have some hands-on time with students, one-on-one, small groups, that kind of a thing, there on that college campus.
We did a lot of one-on-one.
Yeah.
In fact, that continued as the school grew, too. We stayed with a lot of one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really felt that was where the life-touching life principle could be lived.
Yeah. For you listeners that don't know it, I was a college president for one semester. The last semester that Pillsbury Baptist Bible College was in operation. But when they were considering me as their president, I told them, I don't plan on spending a whole lot of time with the faculty and staff. My focus and our focus, Ruth and I, will be with the students.
Yes.
We will be in the cafeteria. We'll be eating lunch, breakfast, supper. We'll be dating wherever they are. That's where we'll be. And, man, just one semester was fantastic. But you can obviously see how God can give you a heart for young people and the potential that you see in them.
We did have you come in and do grad study segments for us, an undergrad segment
for us. 8 years.
So that gave you a lot of one-on-one time with students as
Loved every minute of it. But now you folks have taken a turn in your ministry, and God's the God of change. I had to learn that the hard way. I guess we probably all have to learn that the hard way. God's the God of change. And if we're willing for God to change us, then we can become change agents in the lives of other people as they see God working through us and they hear our testimony and they see, wow, okay, I've experienced a lot of change and I've really struggled with that. How can God enable me to make God-directed changes? You're now training leaders, not just college students, but all ages?
All ages. Well, Charlene and I started over at our age, and we just celebrated 50 years June 5th.
Fantastic.
Our anniversary landed while we were doing a Church Planters Mission Conference in Western Canada.
Neat.
And so that was a great way to celebrate, very typical of how the family we stayed with let us use their Jaguar to drive through the Canadian Rockies.
Suffering for Jesus.
Absolutely.
I told Charlene, can you believe 50 years ago we'd be homeless driving a Jaguar? But we just kept doing what God has enabled us to do.
Right.
And we have a ministry called Building Great Leaders.
Yeah.
And who is great among you, let him be servant of all. And our moniker is the Tallinn Basin.
Yes.
And so it's the same thing we've done for years.
Right.
It's
right.
just in a different venue. We've been overseas. We've been in a lot of educator conferences with school educator groups, men's leadership groups.
Right.
So it's been all different venues, but the same passion.
Exactly.
To lift the hands of those who are in the trench, particularly those who are in the top box on that flow chart.
Okay.
Because they have the target on them.
Exactly. Well, folks, we've run out of time. We will continue the next time just to kind of pick the hearts and pick the brains of the Olalas. And so be sure to join us, call a friend and let them know to join us the next time we're together. And I know your heart will be challenged because God is training leaders, and it doesn't make any difference what the age. God can use you. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.